Dobré odpoledne, dámy a pánové. Času je málo, tak prosím, půjdu přímo k věci. Předám slovo ministru zahraničních věcí panu Cyrilu Svobodovi a poté prosím promluví ministr zahraničních věcí Spojeného království Velké Británie a Severního Irska pan Jack Straw. Děkuji.
Dámy a pánové, já budu stručný. Jsme velmi rádi, že nás navštívil ministr Spojeného království a Velké Británie, Severního Irska, Jack Straw. Je to tradice, kterou máme, že na našich setkáních diplomatů, které se koná každý rok, zveme ministra zahraničních věcí z evropské země a po Jošku Fischerovi nás navštívil Jack Straw. Konstatovali jsme, že mezi našimi zeměmi jsou velmi dobré vztahy, neexistuje nic, co by zatěžovalo naše bilaterální vztahy. A pokud jde o věci, které se týkají Evropské unie, tak jsme se dotkli problému finanční perspektivy, volného pohybu osob. A mluvili jsme samozřejmě o budoucnosti Evropské ústavní smlouvy, včetně její ratifikace v jednotlivých členských zemích Evropské unie, v tomto případě Velké Británie a České republiky. Znovu konstatuji, že jsme velmi potěšeni, že k této návštěvě došlo. Ministr Straw ve svém vystoupení sdělil představy Velké Británie, které se týkají nejenom Evropské unie, ale globální politiky a zúčastnil se debaty, kde mu byly kladeny otázky našimi velvyslanci. Tato diskuze ukázala, že neexistuje žádný rozpor mezi starými a novými členskými zeměmi, mezi velkými a malými, a že tato diskuze je diskuze těch, kteří hledají podobná nebo stejná řešení, a je to diskuze mezi rovnými, to znamená mezi těmi, kteří jsou plnohodnými členy Evropské unie.
Thank you very much indeed, Minister. I'm delighted and honoured to be here, back in Prague, a great city which I first visited, dare I confess, 42 years ago as a schoolboy, and I liked it so much and the Czech Republic so much that I came back with a group of friends the following year. It's changed, and changed for the better, but I learnt a lot on that visit. I'm very grateful to have had this opportunity to address your meeting of ambassadors, and later this afternoon I will be honoured by a visit to His Excellency President Klaus, and also conversations with your new Prime Minister Gross and conversation with the new Commissioner and former Prime Minister Spidler. As you've indicated, relationships between the United Kingdom and the Czech Republic are very close. We've been delighted to welcome you as full members and equal members into the European Union. We were also very pleased in the UK to make a decision which, many countries in the EU did not do, which was to end all labour market restrictions for entrance from the new member states immediately on accession on the 1st of May. There were many people in the UK saying that this would be a bad thing. We thought it would be a good thing. It has turned out to be a thoroughly good thing. And all of those Czech workers who have come to the United Kingdom have been very welcome. I think the whole arrangement has gone very smoothly to your benefit and to our benefit. And I can think of no reports of any difficulties on this. So thank you for your cooperation, but it's a great tribute to Czech society and the Czech government that it's gone as smoothly as that. As you've indicated, Cyril, we've discussed a wide range of issues, bilateral issues, European Union issues, and international issues, and we'd obviously be happy to take questions. Thank you.
Vzhledem k nedostatku času, poprosím. Poprosím o vaše otázky. První Český rozhlas, Jedna rady, Žurnál.
Pan ministr Svoboda snad to mluví, že budu mít dvě, doufám, stručné otázky na vašeho vzácného hosta. Mr. Secretary, in among the themes that you mentioned in your speech was the need of a deeper or closer cooperation between Europe and America, which has been a rather divisive issue within the European Union. Some people might say that this issue could lead to even more divisions within Europe. Well, could you possibly comment on that? And just a follow-up question, in the context of the present hostage crisis in France, you are probably aware of the situation of the two journalists and what the demands of the insurgents are. The French media were writing yesterday about the Pandora's box that was opened by the United States and also Great Britain in Iraq, and thus sort of blaming even your country for the situation. Could you also comment on that? Thank you.
Well, on the first issue, yes, Iraq has been a divisive issue, but as you rightly said, sir, it's divisive within Europe, not between Europe and the United States. It's controversial. I happen to believe that the action decided on by the British House of Commons was correct. I also believe that there is and has been since the middle of last year, a real determination by European Union nations to work together to improve and to build back relationships with the United States. So I'm optimistic, not pessimistic, on that. As to the hostage crisis facing the families of the two French journalists and the French government and people, just say this, I'm not going to comment on reports in French newspapers. I had passed a message to our mutual good friend Michel Barnier yesterday of solidarity with the families of the two journalists, obviously with the journalists themselves, complete condemnation of the action taken by the hostage takers, and an offer of practical support in any way that we could offer it to the French government and through our offices and agencies in Iraq itself to assist in a peaceful and satisfactory resolution of this.
Has any such practical support been, to your knowledge, so far provided by Britain?
We never go into detail about the kind of assistance that is offered in circumstances like this, with respect. Thank you.
Prosím, Reuter.
Ano. Jan Lopatka from Reuters. Good afternoon. Mr. Secretary, have you touched the topic of Darfur in today's discussion with Mr. Svoboda? And how do you think the international community should proceed to end the violence there now that the UN deadline has passed? Thank you.
Your minister and his officials a thorough briefing on my visit to Darfur and Khartoum last Monday and Tuesday. We are all now awaiting the report from Kofi Annan's special representative, Jan Pronk, to the Security Council, which should be available, well, much later on today, in the small hours of tomorrow morning, Central European time. What we're then going to do is to assess it as members of the Security Council and reach decisions on it. I'm not going to comment in advance on a report I've not seen, nor reach conclusions before we've had the opportunity to digest what Kofi Annan considers is the appropriate stance. Thank you.
Krátká otázka, prosím.
Why exactly do you think Turkey should be given a chance of EU membership, and what can it contribute to the EU? And secondly, on France, do you think France in Iraq, do you think France is right not to reject the demands of the kidnappers? And how do we stop these repeated kidnappings in Iraq? Thank you.
So far as Turkey is concerned, we have long supported Turkey's membership of the European Union. Turkey is a European nation. It is part of Europe's history. It is as entitled as a member of the Council of Europe, as it has been for decades, and of NATO, to make application for membership of the European Union and to have it treated in the same way as any other country. And it has made very considerable progress in the last, particularly last 2 years, towards meeting the necessary preconditions before negotiations can begin. Say two other things on this. What we're talking about is a decision which I hope will be made in December of this year for a start to negotiations, with Turkey. We're not talking about a finish date or an accession date. People can be reassured about that. Secondly, I know their views differ about this, but people need to think very carefully about the strategic implications of pushing Turkey away, pushing Turkey to the east and to the south. I don't think that's in anybody's interests in Europe. You ask about the French government's refusal to give in to hostage takers. It's not for me to second guess what the French government is doing, but however, I just say that our consistent position in the British government has been never to give in to hostage takers or other such blackmail, because you only end up with a worse situation. Thank you very much.
Taky moc děkuju. Děkuju, že jste přišli, a přeju hezký den. Naschledanou.